Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Body feels good. I'm definitely the worst start I've ever had. By far, I feel like, all I can do is keep working and, you know, keep trying to have good weeks and prepare as best as I can for the next game I pitch and, take all my work into that game and just compete.
The voice, Aaron Nola, after a tough one last night. It's been a tough season so far. 0-4 for him as the Phillies go down 11-4 last night. 215-592-9494. So Nola's very hard on himself. How about Topper? Talking, I'm being a little kinder. Talking about maybe the cold weather and the walks and whatever the heck Topper's making an excuse for. Here's Topper yesterday after the game.
Is it alarming to have 9 walks? I mean, do you think some of that was just the temperature and guys not?
Well, I think so. We had 6 walks offensively, but you better get used to that because in the Northeast here you're gonna play on some cold days, whether it's early in the season or in October. So.
Well, at least he wrapped it up there with you better get used to it.
Yeah, you got to get used to it. You got to get used to it. But I mean, hell,
company man Topper.
I'm just saying. I thought I was about to catch it straight. It's unfortunate, man. It's unfortunate that he's reeling right now, and you need him. So you can't give up on him. Well, you just got to hope that this is an outlier.
I mean, you have him signed for 6 more years. He's not going anywhere. They need him. And I knew at some point during this contract that he'd morph from a number 2 to a number 4 or number 5. That's natural regression as pitcher ages. Mm-hmm. I just was hoping we'd have a few years of the number 3 spot in the rotation, yeah, or but 2.5. Like, he looks like a number 4 right now.
Outside of the walks, though, Joe, if the team was better, I feel like he wouldn't be getting as much heat.
Well, okay, so to your point last night, he had a tough first inning. He settled down.
Yes, because that's his pattern.
He left the game, and it was still about a 1-run game. Yeah. And then the bullpen basically took kerosene to the fire, and then it blew up from there. So you're right. If the team was better around a better bullpen and they kept it at 5-4, maybe they come back and win the game, and we're not upset today.
Yeah, and the unfortunate thing about it is this, is that we're suffering from PTSD. If I'm being honest about this, because we see some of the same things that we saw last year.
Yep.
And we know how the results went from last year. So everything that we see right now is over the top. Like, everything. The fact that, you know, we've been on boom heavy. You know, Brandon Marsh is, struggling. And that's where we are, because we're worried about November, mm-hmm, because that's what we're talking about, the playoffs, and we see stuff that's eerily similar to the breakdown that we had last year. So we're super hypersensitive to what we see when it comes to the Phillies right now.
Well, you're right about that. There's a couple things. It's small picture, big picture. You're right. Big picture, we do have that. We do have that syndrome because we're feeling like, hey, it looks like it did down the stretch. They haven't played well so far to start this season. And with Nola, again, I would buy the cold and the wind and all that if he had three pretty good starts and then last night just that
top
one.
Yeah, it was like
one.
A clunker. Yeah.
Yeah, you say whatever. Like Wheeler has had a couple tough starts. I'm not worried about Wheeler yet. Wheeler's been a great pitcher for a long time. We'll let this ride out. Nola, the velocity continues to go down. His strikeout to walk continues to go down. He doesn't look like that guy he did a few years ago. 215-592-9494. All right, before we go any further, let's remind everyone what we got going on around here at WIP on May 5th. Some will call it Cinco de Mayo. Some would say the day after Cinco de Mayo. Either way, Monday,
just
May
one,
5th.
Just one person. Yeah,
I just want to get past this week. Just let me get back.
5-5 is BG Day on WIP. All right, so we're going to have BG Day. BG Live is coming up on Monday, May 5th. We'll celebrate Brandon Graham all day. And then that evening, BG Live at the Colonial Theater in Phoenixville. Special event featured Brandon on stage with Dota Camera as BG shares unforgettable stories and never-before-heard behind-the-scenes moments from his incredible career. 94WIP.com to buy your tickets to BG Live. We'll be there. It's going to be a great, great event. 215-592-9494. All right, let's talk some Nola and the Phillies after a loss last night. Jeff in Wilmington. Hey, Jeff.
You know, Kyle's been on a heater here the last couple days. He's just not about any of the BS.
None.
So, now, I couldn't hang on yesterday, so real quick, I do trust Howie. If you asked me 3 years ago, would I trust him in the draft? I would say not really, because up until then he hadn't really been all that great in the draft. But just to get that out of the way, I was on board with you yesterday, Hugh, and the you people, Kyle and Joe. not with that stuff.
A lot of you people out there. Oh, go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, I love it. Okay, so I'm actually more concerned about the lack of putting innings together as hitters and getting a big hit than I am with Nola. Yes, I'm concerned his velocity's down. Maybe it has something to do with the weather. I don't really know. I don't want to use that as an excuse. He is older. But, you know, walking the guy, the walks, I think, I don't know, one of you guys talked about it just a few minutes ago about being tentative because his velocity is down, not wanting to put the ball over to play.
Yeah, Jeff, that's what I think, because he's always been so good at not walking people, and he puts the ball where he wants. So my guess is he knows that velocity is not where he wants to be. He doesn't want to make a mistake over the middle, so he's trying to hit that corner perfectly, and he's a little off, and then we're walking everybody.
Yeah. I mean, obviously there is some decline. The guy's been around for a while, and he's pitched a lot of innings. He doesn't miss starts, and, you know, maybe all of this in my hope, it will force them to consider Painter and getting Crawford up here, because the outfield is just a disaster right now. Getting those guys up a little bit faster, there's no need to hold them down if they're ready to go.
Well, I agree with that. Yeah. Now the Painter thing obviously is complicated, because they don't want to they don't want to do too many innings this year. So I think they're just trying to they're really trying to buy their time with him. But yeah, Jeff, if they have issues in the rotation or their pitching just isn't good enough, that we're gonna yell. We're gonna yell pretty loud to get him up here pretty soon if he's dominating down in the minor leagues. Jeff, we appreciate it, man, as always. Yeah, look, the Painter thing eventually will become a big story. The Crawford thing feels like it's about to become a big story now, because
it feels like that. Yeah, because you want some young talent infused into that lineup.
Energy. Plus, the center field situation is a disaster. I mean,
I saw my dog Schwarber out there last night.
Well, yeah, Schwarber in the outfield,
and Schwarber was the least of their problems out there.
Tells you where we're at right now. But center field, I mean, my goodness gracious. Rojas, we know, he can't hit. And then last night, he airmails the ball from the outfield, and they score a run. And Brandon Marshew is still 0 for April. It is April 17th today.
Yeah, that's a tough spot to be in.
0 for April.
Yeah, that's tough.
The last hit he had was March 20-something in Washington. It's crazy. Let's go to Aaron, who's up next on WIP. Hey, Aaron.
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Aaron, what's up,
gentlemen? I wanted to start off my call today by apologizing. Yesterday, I did some excessive long talking, and I do apologize for that.
It was really bad.
Well, you know what?
It's fine. It happens from time to time.
Of course, you say it's fine.
We're all inclusive.
You have enabled the audience to think they can long talk.
They can long talk. I mean, they have to let you know first that they're about to long talk.
Mm.
You can't just start long talking.
I'd just prefer if you didn't.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
you can do it. That's your thing. But
I mean, it's like you can long talk a little bit, but you got to let everybody know so we can dig in.
Yeah, you might have to get the Oscars music, Kyle, if people start long talking.
Yeah, wrap it up, B.
Play them off. Go ahead, Aaron.
It's that Super Bowl syndrome, man. It just gets me. And in my long talking yesterday, I made a statement about 8 more days until I get to cash in on my bet. And I did not hear Joe say, what bet, what bet?
What bet was it? Now that we get to redo this, what was it?
Okay. So you're telling me that you don't remember a week ago, Hugh and Kyle came up with a crazy notion.
Oh, the wide receiver in the first round.
We're going to draft a wide receiver.
Now I remember. Yes. With the you were to fly out here and the dinner. Yes, I remember. Yes.
So now it's 7 days from me cashing in on my bet. So that's I just want to make sure live on air. You know, now you're on TV too.
Who took the bet?
TV.
You guys.
What's that?
I don't remember taking the bet.
Well,
I remember sort of dumping on the idea.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required. No activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
And I didn't want him in studio.
I remember it, Aaron.
You sort of dumping?
Yeah.
You definitely dumping.
Yeah. I don't really recall your perspective of this, Aaron. Yeah.
Oh, Kyle, I can't wait to show up and put you in a headlock and give you a noogie. I'm so excited.
I'll tell security not to let you up.
Yeah. Kyle's not a noogie guy.
I mean, how many adult men are noogie guys?
Most look like he might be a noogie guy. I'm picking on.
Are noogies still in? I feel like noogies went out.
Well, you know, if you get somebody a noogie, you better be prepared for what's going to happen after that.
When was the last noogie you gave out?
Might be able to catch some hands. I gave Harper a noogie yesterday.
Yeah, but if we remove your own children when they're young, what was the last noogie you gave out?
Not to a grown man.
That's what I mean.
Hugh, and like you, I grew up in the 80s, so I grew up in a consequence generation, so I completely understand what happened.
I like how you say that, consequence generation.
We've lost that, unfortunately, yeah. So what are you thinking on Nola, Aaron?
As far as the Aaron Nola thing, you know, I drove Kyle crazy because he kept asking me the question, and I said it's not an Aaron Nola thing. It's a team thing. But as far as Aaron Nola, I think he's been here long enough. He's proven himself. I think you need to give him one more start. If the same thing happens, I think it's time to move him down the lineup, put Walker in the bullpen, and then look at bringing in one of these young cats and see what they can do.
Well, I mean, yeah, eventually something like that could happen, and it could be Painter up here, you know, within the next couple months. And Aaron, we appreciate the phone call. The issue is, though, Aaron Nola's not going to leave the rotation.
He's going to be in the rotation.
Yes, and there is a value to that. He's going to give you 6 innings pretty much every start for 6 months, and he saves the bullpen on those nights. He did settle down after the first inning, and somehow, even though he had like 35 pitches in the first inning, he got through it and was able to. But the results are the results. And if the offense isn't going to be very good, which right now it's not, and the bullpen stinks, which it does, it's going to be hard to win his starts if he's not settling down. 215-592-9494. All right, before we go any further, we have ourselves a great prize to give away. A 4-pack of tickets 1 week from tonight. We will be at the Link doing the live draft show. You could be there with us. The sold-out Eagles 2025 draft party at Lincoln Financial Field, presented by Lincoln Financial Group, next Thursday, April 24th at 7 p.m. Draft party activities include Eagles locker room tours, Eagles cheerleader and swoop appearances, and more. It's sold out, but you could win tickets right now. A little game we like to call Hughes Clues.
Have you seen my dog, Hugh? He's got a brand new clue. It begins with the tramp stamp. Everybody's looking for Hughes Clues. Come on in, come on in. Hughes Clues. It's Hughes Clues and you.
I mean, you know, to a certain extent, I guess I did, you know, try to redeem myself today, Kyle, because I made this one as easy as possible.
You have to redeem.
Well, I mean, I don't because my point was made yesterday. Nobody listens. Everybody's in their feelings. Nobody listens to what's being said.
Yeah, the second to last answer we got yesterday was tragic.
Yeah, yeah. it was bad. But we're not going to harp on that. So I'm going to make it a little easy.
It's a new day.
Supposedly, but we still talking about the whole Cinco de Mayo thing. But that's okay. I'm going to let that one go.
We never let anything go.
That's going to last a month.
Okay. So this clue is, make it easy for you. This is somebody on the Times top 100 list.
Oh, the influential one, the one we talked about yesterday?
Yeah, the list. The Times top 100 list that we unveiled yesterday, or that was unveiled yesterday.
Okay. So we're starting off by narrowing it down to 100 people.
Yeah.
That you can look up.
That you can look right up on the internet.
Right. So when someone calls in and says tortellini, we could be upset, right?
Yeah.
Or if we can send them to David in the Northeast and get a pasta lesson.
Yeah, if we could do that. All right, 215-592-9494. This person on Hughes Clues today was on the Times top 100 influential
list. Most influential
list. Yes, because Time does a lot of lists. Like, yeah, I didn't realize this. Are you a Time reader?
I haven't read a magazine in forever.
I mean, we've all read Time magazine, but I don't remember the last time I picked up the actual magazine. But this person made that list that that we obviously spoke about yesterday on the show. Rob in Delco is up on WIP. Hey, Rob.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Hey, Rob. What's going on?
Listen, I got some 3 bulletin points here, okay, Joe? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right, and they're all with the Phils boys. First one is, and I said it before, I know it's hard to remember every call and everything everybody said, I don't believe the manager's going to make it to the All-Star break, okay, Joe? I see the writing on the wall already with the guy, okay? That's my first point. My second point is that 89 to 90 mile an hour fastball, it ain't going to get higher. He's already going to be 32 where he is 32, right? So he's going to turn into Jamie Moore is what I'm afraid of in a year or two. He's going to be down to like 84, 85 miles an hour, Joe. And we got 5 more years. Is that what it is left on his deal after this year?
After this, 5 full years after this. Last year was year 1 of 7. This is year 2 of 7. Yep.
Okay. So that fastball, Hugh, is going to turn into Jamie Moore in a couple years.
Yes. I agree.
Right? And it's going to be bad. Third point, guys. Before I give you my answer is, I'm ready to start turning over the roster. I'm ready to part ways with all these guys, and I love them personally. But I'm ready to part with Stott. I'm ready to part with Boehm. I'm ready to part with Austin Hayes that we had last year now, Max Kepler this year, Rojas in center field, and Brandon Marsh, who I love. I'd have a beer and eat some wings with. That's it. I don't want to see them anymore. I'm ready to overhaul the roster now, is what I'm trying to say. I'm ready to start making changes now. I'm done, Joe. We've seen the light is at the end of the tunnel now. We're not going to win with this team, Joe. We're not. I'm ready to start turning things over now.
Well, here's the part for Dombrowski and for the Phillies that's to me alarming. So London last year felt like the line of demarcation, right? Like before London, they were the best team, and then after that, they kind of scuffled. If you look at Rob, you look at the numbers. When they left for London last year, they were 44-19. Since then, they're 62-59. They've basically been a .500 team since last June. I mean, it's been a long time where it's like, not that good.
Yeah, I mean, the writing's on the wall, and we've seen it. Rojas is not a major league player, and if I see second and third with nobody out, or bases loaded with one out, and I understand you can't get a hit every time.
Right.
I know that's not reality. But we are extremely, extremely ineffective with hitting with runners in scoring position with a huge payroll.
Yeah, they've been one of the worst. And that feels worse because they're not hitting many home runs. Other than Schwarber and then Harper now, he got heated up this week with 2 home runs. Nobody hits home runs on this team. I mean, like they so if you don't hit home runs, the only way to score is to get hits with runners to score in position. It's like, you know, if you hit three pointers, or you're going to make your layups, and they're missing all their layups right now. It's not good.
It is. It's just unbelievable. And I love these guys, Hugh. You know what I mean? They're great guys. You don't hear about them off the field getting in any trouble. But we're not winning with them. No. You know, I've just seen the Stott and the Marshes and the Rojas is enough now. I'm just done, Joe.
I get it. Rob, where are you at on Hugh's clues? What's your guess here?
All right, I hope this person's on the list. I'm going to go with Serena Williams.
Serena Williams is on the list, but it is not.
No, that's not who I, yeah.
See, I had a feeling people were going to guess Serena. Did she come up recently on the show?
Yeah, she did, because she was
at the owner's meetings.
Yeah, she's part owner of the Miami Dolphins, which I completely forgot about.
Yes, we all did, and that's why we were confused. Yeah. See that? But Rob's listening, obviously, and he's thinking.
Thank you, Rob, for listening to what's actually being said.
Rob is a, he listens, he's a listener who listens.
Yeah. A lot of people don't listen. A lot of people just call in to be
in one ear,
triggered.
Out the other.
What?
Let's go to Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Dream team, how y'all doing today?
Hey, Will. What's up, buddy?
All right. Listen, I just want to say, I think it's about time. Like, these guys need to go to dinner and have a talk, man. And for real, I think Rob need to ask the team, what do he need to do better? Because there's some things that he needs to focus on and get these guys going, man. Because I don't think they're getting anything from him. It just looks like he's on the side, like he's taking notes and letting these guys just play and not trying to change anything, not trying to show them anything, not trying to do anything different. You know what I'm saying? And I think, like, they all need to just, like, have a sit down, right? And just like what you said earlier, Hugh, it is true, man. It's like he seemed unsure of himself sometime when he was pitching. You know what I mean? I think he was like second guessing himself, and it almost looked like a Taiwan Walker syndrome that he had for a moment. You know what I mean? And I don't know, man. I think I'm not ready to give up on none of these guys, man, because like I said, we were saying this earlier about the Eagles, man, and I'm standing on it. I really think it's going to be a crazy turnaround. Once we get hot, we're going to keep cooking. And it's coming. And guess what?
Yeah, we need that.
All we need to do is tap back in to having fun. All we need to do is tap back in to being a winning team. All we got to do is tap back in to knowing that no one can actually take us on. The only team beating us is ourselves. We beat ourselves every game that we lose. So now it's time to tap into one another. Have fun with one another. And let's win some games, baby. And the big game that we want to win is the World Series. So let's go, Phil.
Let's go, Phillies. Well, what do you got? Bill. What do you got for us? What's your guess for Hugh's clues?
All right, man. You said we don't listen too much, but I think you mentioned this person a lot of times. You was like, I never would have thought she was on there. How about Demi Moore?
We did mention Demi Moore yesterday. Hey. She was on the list.
Well,
you know
I appreciate you listening because I did mention Demi Moore's name.
We talked about her age, 62.
Age and how. And the movie was called Substance.
You know what? I'm impressed with our last two callers. They were listening yesterday. Not just listening, but actively listening.
So, some of Will's takes get under my skin with the, you know, everything's, they're going to turn around.
Yeah.
A little bit of Super Bowl syndrome in there.
Has it crept to the Phillies?
It absolutely has.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what. Nobody rises to the Rocky music, like, unprompted. Like, he had no idea that was coming. And he just knows. And he ramped it up.
Will's a pro caller.
He is.
I mean, you could tell. He knows what he's doing there. He's ready for the music. I have noticed that, though. Hugh, I don't know if you've picked up on this. Super Bowl syndrome may now be bleeding into our Phillies conversations.
Is that right?
Well, because
they want them to do better.
Well, because the idea is, all right, the Phillies are struggling, but so the Eagles struggled in September last year, or so the Phillies could do the same thing. And maybe. I mean, maybe. Or the Phillies might just have real issues. We'll find out. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard here. Are you panicking about where Aaron Nola is? 0-4 for the first time in his career. The velocity is down. The strikeout-to-walk ratio is the worst we've ever seen him here. He doesn't look right to me. And the whole team doesn't look right now. There's a malaise that's been over them. They haven't played good baseball for a couple weeks. Your reaction to the Phillies and specifically Aaron Nola with an 0-4 start to the season. 215-592-9494. We got a lot to do here. We got to give away this 4-pack of tickets, Hugh's Clues, to the Eagles sold out 2025 draft party. And on the other side, we'll also get to an Eagles situation. It's still brewing. And I want to throw an either-or scenario at everybody when it comes to Dallas Goedert, his presence on this football team. He's still an Eagle. Doesn't feel like he is anymore. It feels like everyone's just decided he's gone. But I still think there's an either-or here. 215-592-9494. We'll talk some Goedert, Phillies, Aaron Nola right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP. A great lawn is like a great sports team. It takes expertise and a little extra care to really stand out. That's where True Green comes in. They're the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, so they know a thing or two about keeping grass looking like a fairy. Here's the best part. It's more affordable than you think. They'll even match any competitor's price. Plus, True Green backs it all up with a satisfaction guarantee. Not happy? They'll come back between visits to make it right. Don't wait. Head to TrueGreen.com today. Let the pros do the work while you sit back and enjoy the results.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.